Today's words of wisdom, Children's Health and Sustainable Planet Jeju International Conference, will be presented in Korean and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
Jeju도는 대한민국에서 가장 큰 섬으로 아름다운 자연경관을 갖는 축복을 받았습니다. 신선한 공기와 맑은 물, 청정한 바다, 다양한 크기의 화산은 이러한 자연경관의 아름다움을 더해줍니다. 제주의 아름다운 자연환경 중 일부는 유네스코 세계자연유산으로 등재되었습니다. 등재된 유산으로는 한라산 국립공원, 성산 일출봉, 그리고 검은얼음 용암 동굴계가 있습니다.
또한 한라산은 그 아름다움과 생물종 다양성으로 2002년부터 유네스코 생물권 보전지역으로 보호되었으며 360개의 기생화산인 오름을 품고 있습니다. 제주도는 천혜의 자연유산뿐 아니라 이를 지키기 위한 노력으로도 유명합니다. 사실상 제주도민들의 가슴은 제주도와 하나가 되어 고동치고 있습니다.
귀중한 자연환경을 보존하여 미래 세대를 위한 유산으로 남기는 것은 제주도민에게 있어 가장 중요한 관심사입니다. 우리는 자연과 함께 살아가면서 우리의 아름다운 환경을 보존하기 위해서 최선을 다할 것입니다. 우리는 선조들의 지혜로운 생활 방식을 따르며 녹색 소비를 실천할 것입니다.
우리의 문화유산과 우리의 공동체적인 삶을 잘 보존해 나갈 겁니다. 우리는 지속가능한 발전을 위해 친환경적이고 생태적 활동을 지원해 나갈 겁니다. 우리는 환경보호와 세계 평화를 위해 적극적으로 참여할 겁니다.
2009년 9월 21일 제주도의 49개 시민단체가 공동으로 아이건강과 지속가능 지구촌 제주국제컨퍼런스를 공동 주최하여 사회적으로 가장 중요한 두 가지 주제에 대해서 논의했습니다. 바로 아이들의 건강과 기후변화입니다. 유기농 비건에 초점을 맞춘 이 특별한 행사는 행성의 온도를 낮추고 또한 어린이들의 영양을 개선하는 해결책으로 유기농 비건을 제시했습니다.
이 컨퍼런스에 참석한 정부의 중요한 인사들로는 김태환 제주특별자치도지사, 양성원 제주특별자치도 교육감 등이 있습니다. 그리고 여기 참석한 환경 전문가로는 유엔 정부 간 기후변화위원회 의장인 라젠드라 파차우리 박사, 그리고 네덜란드 환경평가국의 기후와 지구촌 지속가능성 부서의 주프 오데 로휘스 부장이 있습니다.
또한 의학계를 이끄는 저명한 의사들도 전문 지식을 함께 나누었습니다. 여기엔 미국 휴메인 소사이어티 보건축산 책임자인 마이클 그레거 박사, 권위 있는 내과 의사이자 영양학 전문가인 조엘 펄먼 박사, 책임 있는 의료를 위한 의사회 창립자이자 회장인 닐 보라드 박사, 미국에서 유명한 맥두걸 프로그램의 창립자이자 의학부문 원장인 존 맥두걸 박사, 한국의 저명한 신경외과 전문의인 대구의료원 황성수 박사 등이 포함됩니다.
또한 많은 언론사들이 이 행사를 취재했습니다. MBC, KBS, CBS, 아리랑 라디오 등의 방송사와 한국일보, 한겨레신문, 연합뉴스, 제주일보 등의 신문들과 미디어 제주, 제주소리 등의 인터넷 뉴스 미디어에서도 이 행사를 보도했습니다. 이 행사의 귀빈으로 화상회의를 통한 참석을 초청받으신 칭하이 무상사께서는 너그럽게 초대를 수락하셨습니다.
이제 칭하이 무상사와의 화상회의 8부작 중 제8부 재방송에 여러분을 초대합니다. 화상회의 제목은 아이 건강과 지속가능 지구촌 제주국제컨퍼런스로 2009년 9월 21일 대한민국 제주도에서 개최되었습니다.
We have today's final question, again for Supreme Master Qinghai.
And it comes from Mr. Kim Tae-sung, the Chief of Jeju Island Agenda 21 and Secretary General of Jeju YMCA.
Welcome, sir.
저도 간단하게 코멘트와 제가 또 NGO 쪽의 대표로 있기 때문에 활동하기 때문에 NGO 이야기를 잠깐 드리겠습니다. 이제 오는 12월에 보면은 우리 저 덴마크 코펜하겐에서 그 기후변화 회의가 열립니다. 이제 그리고 또 이제 기후변화 그 협약이 체결되어지게 됩니다. 지구촌 시민의 한 사람으로서 이 대회의 성공을 바랍니다. 하지만 예상보다 급속히 진행되는 기후변화를 억제하기 위해서는 보다 진전된 노력이 필요하다고 판단되어집니다. 이런 진전된 노력이 현실로 만들어가는 데에는 NGO의 역할이 크고 오늘 열리고 있는 이 컨퍼런스도 매우 의미가 있다고 생각되어집니다. 우리 NGO들이 더 적극적이고 신속하게 기후변화에 대응할 수 있는 좋은 조언이 있으면 해주시고 코펜하겐 회의에서 꼭 관찰됐으면 하는 것이 있다면 말씀해 주면 감사하겠습니다. 네, 고맙습니다.
감사. 감사합니다. Mr. Kim, thank you so much for your effort, particularly for this conference. It wouldn't have been this successful without you. The fact that all the audience still stay here because they felt your sincerity, yours and all the NGOs who organize this event, the audience felt your sincerity and your concern about Jeju and the world in this crucial time. I am deeply also grateful to you and all the NGOs that have organized this event. I am happy that you asked this question concerning the climate change conference. Are you going to attend? Yes? Good. Please convey some of the message that we have heard today from the speech of the great scientists and medical experts and climate change experts, etc. Please convey to the leaders there. Yes. You are also a leader in the NGO circle, and I'm so honored to meet you. 반갑습니다. And I'm glad there is much enthusiasm and readiness for action on your part, and the many NGOs present today may not be present due to their busyness. The best way for NGOs to help is if all of you actively together encourage the number one solution, the number one and the most effective. That is the vegan diet, to halt global warming, because we don't have much time now to wait for the green technology to even take effect. Even then, the green technology also takes more time to even to install. So the veg diet is the number one because the meat industry emits the most heat-trapping greenhouse gas for our planet. And pollution even. More than 50%. Imagine if we eliminate more than 50% of harmful gas, then our planet at least cool off more than 50% almost immediately. And if we go into organic farming method and all the tillable land on the planet, if we use it all for organic farming, then that in turn also absorbs 40% of the CO2 in the atmosphere as well. So altogether combine this, we will cool the planet in no time. This is not anything mysterious or superstitious. It is all scientific. It's all proven. And it's all clear. So it is you and your talents to organize, inform, and speak it out that I rely on to get the government's attention at the Copenhagen climate change meeting. Please, do your best. And the government can further amplify this solution after hearing you out. The NGOs know well how to start the constructive movement in the world. They are very, very essential and very important to our planet. All the NGOs are very, very important to humanity and to our survival as well, once they start the action. And at this point, it takes all the efforts and all the NGOs, governments, media, the public, every single individual to get involved. Our planet is a house that is burning. If we don't work together with united spirit to put out the fire, we will not have a home anymore. 100% of the world's people must be veg soon to save the planet. I thank you and all the NGO leaders here today and the one absent who started the vegan initiative. Please do more.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
As for what I wish the Copenhagen conference to accomplish, I wish what you wish. I wish what everyone who cares about the planet wish, that all the leaders come together for the highest benefit to all humanity and animals and the environment. I wish they will gather not just as leaders, but as fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers and other concerned family members who truly wish to save their home for themselves and for their beloved ones. I wish they will all realize the urgent action needed to save this beautiful planet. With this kind of shared motivation, those gathered are more likely to be open to the real solution, which we all know is the organic vegan diet. We can keep the emission goals, but must expand them and prioritize them wisely. First and foremost, eliminate the single largest source of human-caused methane, namely livestock. Stop animal production. Then we will stop global warming. Very simple, because global warming is caused by animal product. That's it. Very simple, straightforward, nothing mystery, nothing difficult. Stop animal product, then we stop global warming. I can repeat that 10,000 times and I never feel that I have said it enough. Because to be honest, as the plants are going right now, we can't save the planet. I am so sorry. Not in time. Not in time. It will be too late the way we're doing now. It will be too late to save our world. But if we prioritize the vegan solution, be veg first, go green after we save the planet, or a little bit slowly, because go green is too slow for the time that we have right now, for the urgent situation right now. So we have to be veg first, and that is also to go green at the same time. And then any other green technology we will have time to develop and install. First, we have to survive. We cut down the number one cause of global warming. We have to eliminate animal product because we want to save the planet. Again, it really is so simple, yeah? And if it goes like this, we will have a saved world in no time. No animal product means having the planet. And even a heavenly world we will have because being veg changes everything drastically. From the environment to people mentality to the standard of our world and to having peace in the world, to eliminate hunger, to have brotherhood truly for humankind. And we zoom it in, it will change Jeju Island into the greenest and most brilliant state we could ever imagine, as all corners of the earth. With temperatures stabilized, ecosystems balanced, animals thriving in peace, and humans finding new health and happiness and incredible new inventions, our life will become a dream like heaven, as never imagined before. Thank you, Mr. Kim, and thanks again, all the NGOs.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for all the amazing answers and for your precious time.
Welcome.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com
www.jeju.org/killers.
We, the people of Jeju, are very much grateful to you for accepting our invitation and supporting us so much, supporting our children, our natural beauty, and our shared future.
Before closing this conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai, would you like to share a final message for us, please?
Gladly. Yes, I could sit here and talk forever about how to save our planet. But since every happy time must end, and you give me this privilege to close the meeting, I would also, of course, would like to say Saranayo, Jeju. That means I love you, Jeju. I hope you understand my Korean. Saranayo, Jeju. And I thank you from the depth of my heart for your sincere presence, for your passionate care about the earth, your precious participation and encouragement. I thank all of you, the precious specialists, the panelists, esteemed governor, eloquent speakers, media members, and all the caring audience members, for your precious time and your divine presence. My appreciation again goes to all the NGOs who organize this event for your support and for making this meeting possible. And in such an organized, order, beautiful manner. For everyone present, I would like to say your own voices have made it crystal clear that if we choose organic vegan as our solution, we can only win. Yes, we will win. Organic vegan is the healthy diet, which is the diet that calms the mind even, and of course will calm the climate, restore the green forest and harmony with all the animals. It's the diet that gives us peace of mind and frees our loving spirit. It's the diet that mentioned in all the great religious scriptures of the world. So please remember, we have only to lose meat and we will gain everything else. You have taken the first step by declaring to be organic vegan one day a week. All the beautiful, noble NGOs, I thank you for that again. And now with this same courageous spirit, please be veg every day of the week. Oh, just another 6 days, yes. And then next week, the same. And the same for next week, and the same for another week. One day at a time. One vegan day of the week. And the next day, another vegan day of the week. And the next day, another vegan day of the week. That is very simple. Because organic vegan is the only way we can save the planet. First, be vegan, okay? If we can't find the organic vegetable or fruit, then please be vegan first. Because this positive, loving energy will envelop our planet, will be a protective shield for us. There's nothing else, no other green power can protect us in this crucial moment of danger. Please believe me. I have nothing to gain from telling you this. But I tell you because I'm one of you, because my love doesn't know any boundary between me, myself, my family, or my country people, or the people of Korea, or any other nationalities in the world. I love all people. I love all the beings on this planet, and I want to save you all. I want to save them all. Please wake up and wake everybody else up before our house is burnt down. Together we will win. Together we will save this planet. Not to save the planet for the sake of material existence, but because we save ourselves. We save our great self, which is compassionate, which is loving, which is merciful, which is godlike. All the scriptures of the religion tell us this, that we are the Buddha, that we can become Buddha as soon as we want, that we are the children of God. So we have to save our status as the greatest beings in the universe, the crown of the creation. We must save our great quality, not just the planet, but ourselves, our heart, our nobility, our leadership on this beautiful spaceship we call planet Earth. We are the captain. We must lead the planet into safety and save our soul, save the best qualities that we have within us. Together, we can maintain not only the beautiful Jeju and all of South Korea as wonderful paradise, but we will also save the whole world. You will all become heroes. You will all be my heroes. Please be veg. Go green. Love can change the world. Thank you. Kamsa Amnida. Be veg, go green. Do good deed. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Supreme Master Qinghai. From all of us here, we wish you the very best. And we would like to once again thank all of the wonderful NGOs that organized this conference. And our special thanks to Supreme Master Television, with headquarters in Los Angeles, USA, and inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai, Supreme Master Television has been airing constructive programming for the world from 14 satellite platforms about climate change issues, the vegan lifestyle, love of animals, and humanitarian works. And all the beautiful content is free of charge.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give another warm applause for Supreme Master Television. Now, before we close the conference, I got a question for you, Grace. Have you seen this photo? Recently,
yes,
a German elementary school student named Felix visited Korea. What he did was he gently covered the mouth of His Excellency, the Korean Prime Minister Han Sung-soo. And this was to deliver his message, please no more talk, take action.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, we would like to close this conference with a similar call for action. Today we discussed how to save the planet and keep our children healthy.
But we can only change the world if we are willing to change our lifestyles. Starting right now.
Maybe even this evening.
Yes. And by adopting a vegan diet, we preserve the health of not only our children, but also this beautiful planet.
So ladies and gentlemen, tell us how you feel. Do you want to save the planet for all the beautiful children in the world? If you do, please say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do it.
And can we do it?
Yes, we can.
All right. And how can we save the planet for our children? Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Yes. One more time.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
All right.
Great. Great people, great people.
Let's do it. Let's all become vegans, and let's encourage everyone we know to be veg too.
And this concludes the conference. We thank you all for your magnificent presence.
And thank you all the cherished viewers from around the world. We're all proud of you. Kamsahamnida.
감사합니다.
Bye bye.
Bye. Wish you all the best of the best. Be best, go green, do good deeds.
Hello everyone, my name is Hee Sun Shin. I live in Jeju Island, South Korea. And I am 18 years old this year. I am also a delegate of Korea for the Climate Change Forum in Denmark, Copenhagen this December. Our planet is in a very urgent situation. I think that changing our lifestyle is the most important thing and the easiest way. Oh, I totally agree with this idea about vegan diet. After listening to people from all over the world talking about how vegan diet can change our life, I realized that not only vegan diet is good for our health, but also for the planet. Vegan diet is also the easiest and the quickest way to save our Earth. Be veg, go green, save the planet!
그 환경 문제에 대한 당 민주노동당의 책임자로서 지금 전 세계에 가장 긴급하고 굉장한 행동을 요구하는 기후 변화에 대한 관심과 일단 여기에서 굉장히 중요하게 생각하는 건 기후 변화와 채식 문제를 굉장히 중요하게 다루고 있는 것 같고요. 그것도 굉장히 중요한 해법이고 그래서 우리 식단의 변화를 우리 가정으로부터 모색하는 것 이것이 첫 번째고요. 그다음 두 번째 학교 급식, 세 번째 공공기관 내지는 집단적인 어떤 회사 이런 데서의 모색했으면 좋겠어요. 채식은 저의 몸과 저의 영혼과 그리고 우리 지구를 구하는 위대한 행위다. 따라서 오늘부터 그 용기 있는 결단을 해보겠다. 중앙의 무상사님 만나 뵙게 돼서 반갑고요. 오늘 만나 뵙게 돼서 대단히 기쁘고 약간의 흥분도 되고 영광스럽게 생각합니다.
그 아주 좋으신 말씀이고요. 그분의 어떤 진정성, 그 인류를 사랑하는 마음, 세계를 사랑하는 마음은 정말 그 잘 느꼈어요.
이번에 아이 건강 부분과 이 지구온난화 또는 채식 이런 것들을 접하면서 오늘 아주 그 좋은 말씀들이 많았기 때문에 우리가 다짐하고 결단해야 될 부분이 어떻게 행동을 해야 할 것인지 우리가 이미 세운 계획들이 있습니다. 뭐 채식하는 날을 우리가 지정을 해서 그거를 이제 실천하는 일 제주도 전체 사회가 이것을 함께 실천할 수 있는 어떤 사회 협약을 이끌어내는 일.
지금 저희 어린이집 같은 경우는 7년 전부터 주 1회 유기농 채식으로 아이들에게 급식을 제공하고 있었습니다. 어린이집 유치원 20여 개소가 이번 2009년 이번 그 국제 컨퍼런스를 기회로 해서 10월 1일부터 주 1회 의무적으로 그 유기농 채식 급식을 하기로 하였습니다.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
지금까지 칭하이 무상사와의 화상회의 생방송 아이 건강과 지속가능 지구촌 제주국제컨퍼런스의 재방송 마지막 편을 시청하면서 즐거운 시간을 가졌습니다. 다음은 주목할 뉴스 뒤 예술과 영성이 스프린마스터 텔레비전에서 방송됩니다. 신의 요청으로 기쁨과 평화로 가득한 나날 되시길 기원합니다.
We enjoyed your presence today for the conclusion of the rebroadcast of the live video conference, Children's Health and Sustainable Planning Jeju International Conference with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai. A journey through aesthetic realms is up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.